Welcome back to the Press Box, another beautiful Saturday here in the Commonwealth. In our Saturday recent preview show, I welcome back my great guest, my host, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Hey, Gino, great talking to you again. Gene, before we get started, let's remind folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Junior Biggie this weekend, a great field, great group of horses, and a great prize at the end. It's not only $500,000 for the TVG Pacific Classic, but it's one of those Breeders' Cup win and you're in races.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, this time of year we kind of get focused on Breeders' Cup. Little do we know, and at the time the year started, that this would also be the time of year when we start talking Kentucky Derby,
right?
2020. But we got the Derby coming up with the Oaks, obviously that first weekend in September. But obviously, still a lot of attention being spent toward looking to that first weekend in November when the Breeders' Cup will be hosted at Keeneland.
Okay, so let's talk Maximum Security. Talking about Breeders' Cup and Derby, of course, Maximum Security wins the 19 Derby, but then it's DQ'd, and then this year wins the $20 million Saudi Cup, and there's stuff going on there that people are taking a look at. And so this is a horse that has had some success, but it hadn't been a straight path.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, I don't know of a horse in my lifetime that has been in and around and involved in more controversy than Maximum Security. And you know, you feel for really the horse.
Right.
You know, he started his career in a $16,000 maiden claiming race. He wins that one, and then he goes on to great stardom. And, you know, then there's the history of the Kentucky Derby being the only horse to ever be DQ'd while in the midst of the race. And then he comes out of that, and then, you know, the story surrounding the trainer Jason Service, the FBI investigation, the alleged incidences that occurred in his career, and then the Saudi race where he won, but is now not going to be paid, it seems, the purse money. And now he's in the barn of Bob Baffert, and we'll be making a second start for Bob. I think it's a fresh start for the horse. And
sure,
if you're going to have a fresh start, no better person to be with than Bob Baffert, who really not only is one of the greatest trainers of our age, but maybe one of the greatest trainers in any age when it comes to thoroughbred racing.
Okay, so as you look at this field with Maximum Security, Gene, how do you handicap it?
Well, you know, the big question is, you know, where is he in his training schedule, Buzzy? And, you know, Bob Baffert, who is a guy that I think is very forthright and frank when he comes, you know, judging where his horses are in their scheduling and in their work patterns. He said he had him about 85 to 80% ready for his first start, which he won. He labored a little bit more than some would have maybe suspected, but he did get the win first race for Bob. And now he says he's kind of found the key, or what kind of turns this horse on a little bit in the mornings, and he's now in a much better spot. Buzzy, there's three or four things. I normally don't bet horses second time off a layoff. I think they can get fresh and win off a layoff, but I think sometimes they regress on the second start before they really kind of kick it in high gear in their third start off a layoff.
Right.
I think the third start off a layoff is much the best. You know, I really question, you know, Del Mar has never been a place where Bob Baffert has had the greatest of successes. You know, he's been very, very successful everywhere he goes.
Right.
But Del Mar has never been one out there. He's maintained the kind of that high level of success, although he wins great ones everywhere the band goes. And the third thing is kind of, I've never been a real big fan of Maximum Security. I've never really understood his training regimen and why he went so slow in the mornings. And I've always had a kind of a jaundiced eye when I looked at his racing career and record. But, you know, when you look down at 11 races, 9 wins, it's kind of hard to argue.
Right.
And by the way, I'm going to go against my own handicapping theory. And I'm going to say Maximum Security is sitting on a good one and a big one. I don't think the field is necessarily all that tough. He's going to be facing midcourt again, and he won in the comeback race. Dark Vader.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of a long shot in here, but I don't really like higher power in here, and I think he will be the second choice. I think Maximum Security is sitting on a big one, Buzzy, and I love, and I really don't say this, but I hope the horse now kind of finds his afterlife and kind of puts the bad times, the bad memories, the bad thoughts behind him. I know, and goes on and accomplishes great things.
I'm right there with you, Gene. That's a great point. All right, the press box in our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend. As always, my friend, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you soon. And we'll ensure a beverage, a cool beverage.
Yes.
And another story or two along life's journey.
All right, brother. Love you. Take care. Have a good one.
Love you too, brother. Take care, man.
See you. Bye-bye.